Sunlight seeps around the edge of the globe set against a blanket of stars in the darkness of space. A cartoon plane whizzes round the globe and a trail of smoke in its wake forms the words Universal Cartoon Studios. A vast array of stars glimmer in outer space. Universal Cartoon Studios and MCA Home Entertainment present a silvery bright comet streaks through space and crashes into the sun. The Land Before Time 2, The Great Valley Adventure. Asteroids crash into each other and spill onto the surface of the moon. Like burning hot coals, asteroids enter Earth's atmosphere and streak across the sky like fireworks.
Many eons ago, when the Earth was young, millions of years before the first humans, was the age of the great lizards, the dinosaurs. These massive creatures roamed the Earth for thousands of centuries.
A long-necked Apatosaurus feasts on leaves from a tree.
Some ate plants.
An armored dinosaur grazes like a cow.
While others, the dreaded sharp teeth, hunted their fellow dinosaurs.
A T-Rex.
But the plant eaters found refuge from their predators in one special place, the Great Valley. A place where friends, Littlefoot the long neck, Sarah the three-horn.
Sarah bumps into a tree and coconuts fall from it.
Ducky the swimmer.
The little duck-billed dinosaur leaps out of the water and shakes herself off.
Petrie the flyer. And Spike the spike tail. Could grow and play together under the watchful eye of their loving families.
I can't wait to see you.
See you.
See you.
What's up today?
Can you hear me calling?
Calling.
Calling. It's time to play.
Every cloud in the sky, green leaf on a tree, is reminding me far away dreams.
That's my grandpa. Gotta go. I'll see you guys later.
See you, Littlefoot.
Bye. See ya. Goodbye.
Come on, let's go and run around, run around. What a beautiful feeling. We finally found a peaceful valley. Everybody's having a good time now.
Hiya, Grandpa.
Hello, Littlefoot. Come eat your breakfast.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Of course, though the Great Valley was a wondrous place, it still had its dangers.
A devious-looking dinosaur like a cross between a lizard and an ostrich pops up out of a clump of grass.
I like this place. Yes, I like this place a lot. Don't you, Strut? Strut, get up here!
What? I'm eating!
Spit that stuff out! Go on, spit it out!
But, Ozzy, I'm hungry!
Spit it out! Grass guzzler! No brother of mine is going to eat vegetation! Not while I'm around.
Then what are we going to eat, Ozzy?
Eggs, dear brother. Eggs. The valley is full of them. Nice, plump, juicy eggs.
Grandpa bends a tree so that Littlefoot can reach a juicy leaf.
Here you are, Littlefoot. The last tree star's for you.
Great trick, Grandpa.
It's not a trick, Littlefoot. All long necks can do it.
Great! Let me try, Grandpa.
The little Apatosaurus gallops over to a smaller tree and pushes at it with his foot. The tree's not much taller than him, and he struggles to bend it, even using 2 feet.
Careful, Littlefoot.
The tree bends and catapults him across the ground and onto a geyser. Water shoots out of geysers around him, and Grandpa grabs him just in time.
Guess I'm too little, huh, Grandpa?
You're still very young, but you will get the hang of it someday.
I hate being little.
Don't worry. You'll be grown up soon enough.
Grandpa, can I go play?
Have fun.
Thanks.
The valley is a wonderful place to grow up.
The little dinosaurs play, skipping and wrestling.
Let's play! Let's play!
Not it!
Not it! Well, I'm not it.
Me no it either.
As the children race off into the distance, the brothers, Ozzy and Strut, pop up out of the undergrowth.
Smell something, Ozzy.
Yes. Breakfast. Follow me.
Ozzy takes an egg from a ground nest. He's about to eat it when a stone lands on his head, and dazed, he drops the egg and chomps on the stone.
Ah! Ozzy, did you get it?
Egg.
A stone hits Strut too, and Ozzy lunges at the nest.
Hey, you kids! Stop rolling those rocks down the hill! Huh? My nest is in there!
Sorry.
It wasn't much fun anyway.
Yep, yep, yep. No fun at all.
Boring.
What do you want to do now?
I know. We could go to the sheltering grass and play Sharp Tooth Attack.
No way! Not if I have to be the Sharp Tooth again.
Hey! How about Spike be Sharp Tooth?
Oh, yes, a Spike!
Okay, Spike. Huh?
Please!
See? He no mind.
Hooray!
All right, let's go!
Yep, yep, yep. We are going to the sheltering grass.
Wait, you guys.
Huh?
The sheltering grass is on the other side of the sinking sand.
So?
Well, my grandparents don't want me going across the sinking sand without them.
Oh, that right. Sinking sand dangerous.
Yes, it is. It is.
You're just a bunch of eggs. I could cross the sinking sands with my eyes closed.
With her eyes closed?
And not looking where she is going?
Hey, that sounds fun. Petrie, try it.
Petrie the pterodactyl strides along the ground with his eyes closed and bumps into Spike.
Oh.
Hey, are you scaredy eggs coming or not?
Everyone follows Sarah except Littlefoot, and Ducky comes back for him.
Littlefoot, you coming?
Oh, well,
yeah,
they reach a bubbling, gloopy swamp.
The sinking sand. How are we going to get across?
Ducky dips a foot in the sticky swamp.
I cannot swim in this. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Petrie, fly across.
Petrie launches himself off Littlefoot and flaps his leathery wings.
Petrie, we don't have wings. No, no, no. We cannot fly.
Oh.
Poor Petrie.
My dad just jumps from rock to rock.
Yeah, but your dad's got longer legs than us.
Big deal. I could do it too. Watch.
Sarah the little Triceratops takes a run up.
Hee! Huh? Phew. See?
Whoa!
Help!
Sarah! Hang on!
Wait for Petrie!
Ducky and Littlefoot help Sarah.
That it, Littlefoot. Pull! Pull!
Oh.
Oh, my. Oh, no! No! What can I do? I go for help. But no! We're not supposed to be here.
Hooray, Spike!
Huh? That it, Spike. You help! Wait. I help. I help. I pull, too.
Fluttering in the air, Petrie tugs at Spike's tail, who pulls Littlefoot's, who pulls Ducky's, who grips Sarah's horn. They overbalance, and they're all sent crashing into the murky swamp. The grown-ups are alerted by their screams.
Sarah?
Petrie! Spike!
Littlefoot!
Don't give up! We can make it!
Littlefoot!
The kids disappear beneath the surface, but they're fished out in a chain by Grandma's tail. And dropped onto the ground beside the swamp. They look up at the angry adults glaring at them.
Uh-oh.
Later, as the sun sinks behind jagged mountains, family groups make their way home. From amidst a cluster of rocks on a mountainside emerges the villainous brothers, Ozzy and Strut.
Now is the time for all good little eggs to be safely tucked into their nests.
Oh, I wouldn't mind being tucked in. I'm exhausted.
Would you stop complaining?
But, Ozzy, I'm tired and I'm hungry. Couldn't I have just an itty-bitty little green bedtime snack?
No. Can't you see? I'm trying to wean you away from that stuff. From now on, you've got to think, feel and breathe only one food group. Eggs. When I wake up, first thing I do, eggs, is to look around for something to chew. Exactly. Feeding myself is very, very tricky because, you see, I'm ridiculously picky. Eggs.
Excuse me, Ozzy,
This Struthiomimus won't settle for the dregs. I'll borrow, I'll beg, I'd even kiss you for my dear beloved dose of eggs.
Hey, Ozzy, I'm so hungry, I can't wait another minute. Here's a juicy little leaf with a beautiful stick in it. Can't I have a taste? If I promise just to lick it.
Strut!
What?
You imbecilic eater! Great green globs couldn't possibly be sweeter than a pile of eggs. You've got to smell them, feel them, crack them open for a great big nestful, I am hoping.
Oh, look, I'm starving! I'm weak! There is nothing in my tummy, or the mold on that tree is starting to look yummy.
The colors and shapes and assorted sizes, gobble them all for appetizers. Ecstasy.
Ozzie, what's the matter with a little vegetation?
I've had it up to here with this aggravation.
Well, can't I just have this piece of a tree?
Why can't you be more like me, you leaf loving,
hey,
bush burping, stem smelling, garden gorging, plant popping, tree tasting, dirt devouring beast?
Ozzie?
You've got to have eggs thrice a day at least. Tonight, we feast.
As darkness falls, they scurry down the mountainside and creep past Grandpa and Grandma, who are standing over Littlefoot.
Shh!
Littlefoot, your Grandma and I just don't want to lose you.
You are all we have.
It's so hard to be little.
Oh, you'll grow up faster than you think. Be patient. Enjoy being young while it lasts.
And stay close to the herd.
Aw, gee.
We feel safe here in the valley. The Great Wall protects us from sharp teeth and other dangers of the mysterious beyond. But there are dangers in the valley as well, Littlefoot. You must always be careful.
But my friends...
Hush now. It is time for sleep. The bright circle has already gone from the sky.
But I'm not sleepy.
Go along, Littlefoot.
But I'm not... I'm not... I'm thirsty.
Yes, Littlefoot.
Grandma gives him a leaf full of water.
Good night.
Good night, Grandpa. Good night, Grandma.
Good night, my little one.
As Littlefoot curls up to sleep in a hole in the ground beneath a blanket of stars, his grandparents shuffle away. Later, as Littlefoot sleeps, grass nearby rustles.
Huh? Sarah? Where are you?
Here.
Where?
Here.
What are you doing here?
Shh. Quiet.
What's the matter?
I can't sleep. It's important. We've gotta talk.
Now?
Shh. Yes, now. Scared of the dark?
I'm not scared.
Then come on, let's get the others.
Yep, 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 we're all here. Yes, we are.
But what are we here for?
Yes, is there a problem?
Grown-ups. I suppose you all got the same lecture I did.
Me too young to wander far.
We are not grown-ups and should remember it.
There are many dangers. I must always be careful.
Don't hang around with long necks, big faces, and spike tails.
The others look bemused.
Well, it was mostly the same lecture. Grandpa and Grandma were mainly worried that I'd get hurt.
That's the problem. They don't think we can take care of ourselves. We've got to do something so the grown-ups will stop treating us like hatchlings.
Sarah, right!
I agree. I do. I do. So what are we going to do?
Well... we could run away from home!
The others don't look convinced.
Where we run?
We could just stay here. Silly. Anybody could find us here.
Nuh-uh. See these rocks? This could be our hideout. And we're up real high. Nobody could sneak up on us.
Sarah, right? Look!
You can see everything from up here. You can.
Hey, Ducky, there's your nest. But who's that walking away?
Ozzy and Strut.
Hey, they're stealing an egg.
They're egg-napping part of our family.
Quick, let's tell the grown-ups.
No, wait. If we catch them ourselves, it'll show everyone that we're not babies anymore.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
Look, Scaredy, there's 5 of us and only 2 of them. What could go wrong?
Well,
please.
Okay.
Let's go get them.
They scamper down from a rocky ledge in pursuit of the egg thieves.
Now remember, I get the first bite. After all, this was my idea.
Drop that egg!
Huh? No, don't! Please, no! Oh, we've been spotted! I told you not to be so obvious!
Ozzy, wait for me!
Bring back my brother! Or sister!
They're headed for the mysterious beyond.
And up a craggy mountain.
Maybe we should get help after all. It's too late now. But get away! This was your idea. Are you coming or not?
Sarah looks sheepish and Littlefoot gallops away with Ducky on his back. Looking indignant, Sarah goes after them, followed reluctantly by Spike with Petrie on his back. As the thieves climb, Strut passes the egg to Ozzy.
How big are they?
The kids' shadows are huge.
Oh, they're big. Very big.
They climb higher.
Huh?
They're at the top of a rock pillar.
Oh. You fall!
They leap across a canyon onto a mountain path. Ozzy with the egg. The kids reach the top of the rock pillar and Petrie flies across.
Not so far. You can do it.
Littlefoot leaps.
Come on, Spike. Hurry!
Spike scrabbles to safety. Sarah leaps, just about clinging on, but Ducky falls. Clinging to Sarah's tail, Ducky is dragged to safety. Elsewhere, on a narrow mountain path.
I hope this egg is worth it.
Worth it? All eggs are worth it, Buckbeth! Here! Now, come on.
Strut peers back at their pursuers.
Who are those guys?
Come on! Let's go!
Don't stop! Oh, no. Keep going!
Acting grown up is hard. It is.
The kids trudge on through the rain as further ahead, the brothers reach a wall of boulders.
We made it, Strut! Those little grass nippers will never be able to follow us now. It won't be long, Egg. Soon you'll be nestled in the pit of my stomach.
Oz, when's it your turn to hold the egg?
They go into a cave.
Where they go?
I don't see anybody. They are disappeared. They are.
Littlefoot spots the cave.
They must have gone in there. Come on!
Littlefoot clambers up a rocky slope and leads the way into the cave. Sarah brings up the rear, and she's reluctant to enter, so Littlefoot doubles back.
Sarah, what's taking you?
Nothing. I just don't feel like going in there right now, that's all.
Sarah! All right, then. We're going without you.
Scared by the lightning, she goes in.
Shh! This way.
They creep through the gloomy cave.
It sure is dark in here.
Okay, Strut. Now it's my turn to hold the egg.
Ozzy drops it and it rolls away.
Oh, no! Oh, where it... Oh, just a moment ago, I've lost...
In the darkness, Ozzy grabs Littlefoot's head, thinking it's the egg. In the panic, Sarah thunders into a column, triggering a rock fall. They crash through a wall and are swept along by an avalanche of boulders.
Oh, whatever you do, Strut, don't lose out that egg!
Strut straggles to grab hold of it in the torrent of rocks. He's buried by rocks and the egg rolls into the nest of Ducky's sleeping parents. The kids are swept down a valley by the rock tide, and Ducky and Petrie are left hanging on the edge of a cliff overlooking a swamp of skeletons. Littlefoot emerges from a pile of rocks and goes to their aid. Pulling them to safety with his teeth.
Are you guys all right?
Petrie not okay. Me hurt everywhere.
Sarah rises from a pile of rocks.
Wow! Good, Sarah.
Oh, I think I bent my horn.
Where is Spike? Oh.
They go to a clifftop and look down on a serpent slithering through a bubbling swamp.
This place's spooky.
Where are we?
I think we're in the mysterious beyond.
The mysterious beyond?
It's dark and imposing, littered with jagged rocks and skeletons.
Well, I'm not afraid of any old mysterious beyond.
A bubble from the swamp bursts in Sarah's face.
There's nothing to be afraid of as long as we're together, right? Right?
Spike buries his head in the ground and Petrie clings to Littlefoot.
I want to go home.
Petrie, go home too.
But what about the egg? We cannot leave it here. All alone?
I'm afraid it got smushed.
Bye-bye, baby sister. Or baby brother.
Don't cry, Ducky. It's all part of the great circle of life.
Besides, there's a whole nest full of eggs at home.
Yes, but this one was special. It was going to be my favorite. Ah, blue and orange and speckled. There was not another egg like it in the whole world. Except this one.
Ducky! It's safe!
It's here!
The egg! It is not smushed. Oh, hello, baby brother or sister. Hey! You glowed! This is going to be a very big baby brother or sister.
It's a different egg that's bigger than Ducky.
Come on, we better get it back to the nest.
But how we do that? Egg is big.
I know a way. We'll build a carrying nest out of leaves and stuff.
Oh, yes, a carrying nest. Yes, yes, yes.
Ducky nods, and the next morning the egg is transported in a spindly framework of twigs held by Spike and Littlefoot, with Petrie astride the egg. They slip and slide on a rocky slope, but Sarah shunts them on their way. They struggle to a ledge overlooking the verdant valley with a river running through it. In the distance, a plume of smoke rises from a volcano like a chimney. A short time later, the kids arrive near Ducky's sleeping mother.
I can't wait to tell everybody how we saved the egg.
They don't treat us like babies anymore.
Ducky rolls the egg to the nest.
Go on, Ducky. Put it back.
It is back. Look!
They find that the nest is full with seven eggs, leaving them with the large egg. Later, they've made a nest for the large single egg by the river.
So, if Ducky's egg was there all the time, whose egg is this?
Maybe those bad guys steal it from other nest.
Yeah, but which one?
We won't know until it hatches.
Yes! Then we could take it back to its family.
But who's going to take care of it until it hatches?
We are, of course. After all, we're not babies.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should tell our folks.
No!
Petrie falls off Sarah.
If they find out where we were, they'll put us back in our nests. We don't tell the grown-ups anything, right?
She glowers.
Right.
Later, near clusters of tall, straight trees with mountain waterfalls in the distance, Littlefoot returns to his hole in the ground. He curls up and goes to sleep.
Littlefoot.
Grandma nuzzles him.
Wake up, sleepyhead. The bright circle is already rising into the sky.
Elsewhere, Strut breaks out of a pile of rocks.
Oh, I feel like a mountain fell on me.
It did.
Is that you, Ozzy? Where are you?
You're standing on me.
Did you save the egg?
The egg? Oh, you mean the egg? those kids. Yeah, that's it. Those kids did it. They stole our egg. The nerve.
They didn't they? Well, they'll pay. And dearly.
Ozzy grins devilishly. In the Great Valley, dinosaurs are grazing peacefully in the sunshine on the lush green vegetation. Away from the adults, the kids are gathered round the egg.
How long do we have to wait?
Gee, I don't know. Could be a long time.
My mama sit on eggs to keep warm. Make hatch. Me sit on egg.
I wonder what it's gonna be. A girl, I hope.
Maybe it's flyer, like me.
Or a swimmer like me.
Hey, why can't we be its parents?
Don't be silly, Littlefoot. How could we be its parents?
Well, we'll raise it, teach it stuff. It'll be fun.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I will be a very good mama. Mm-hmm.
We be good parents.
Well, I think I'll make the best parent.
Well, why is that, Sarah?
Because I'll let her do anything she wants.
That sounds good to me.
Our baby will never hear no. Oh, no, 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 no.
So, we're gonna do it?
Uh-huh. Yes!
Nearby, Ozzy and Strut pop up from the undergrowth and look in the direction of the kids as the egg starts to move.
Look!
It hatching!
A large clawed foot bursts out of the shell, and then the rest of the hatchling reveals itself.
It's a...
Sharp tooth!
Sharp tooth!
Ray!
Sharp tooth!
The kids clamber over the egg thieves as they flee, but Littlefoot gets caught in a vine. And falls backwards, landing near the newly hatched T-Rex. Littlefoot scurries away, but then slowly returns to the happy little T-Rex.
He doesn't look so dangerous. It's all right. I won't hurt you. Friendly, aren't you? Hey, I bet you think I'm your mama, papa. Well, I'm not really, but don't worry. I'm gonna take good care of you. My friends will too, once they see how nice you are. Come on, I'll show you around.
The baby tries to follow, but unsteady on his feet, he topples over.
Well, I guess I better teach you to walk first. First you lift one foot, then you put it down in front of you. Then you lift the other. Now you try.
Unlike Littlefoot, the baby walks on two legs.
Slow down! You'll hurt yourself!
The baby lands face down.
Are you okay? You're gonna have to be more careful.
The baby's tearful.
It's okay. I'm not mad. Hey, you need a name.
The baby snaps at a buzzing dragonfly.
I know. I'll call you Chopper. I guess you're hungry, huh? Gee, I know what sharp teeth like, but... Well, maybe I can teach you to eat green food like me. After all, I'm your papa now. Here. These leaves are really tasty. Try some. This is gonna be harder than I thought.
Chomper, you stay here, okay? You won't go anywhere? Good. I'll be right back after I get some advice from my grandparents.
If Sarah ever finds out, she'll kill me.
Chomper snaps at a fluttering butterfly, but ends up with a mouthful of leaves. Later, Littlefoot goes to the edge of the river where his grandparents are feeding, their heads submerged.
Grandma? Grandpa? Can I talk to you?
Of course, Littlefoot. What is it?
Well, I want to know about babies.
They're taken aback.
Littlefoot, you're too young to worry about babies.
Well, it's just that I'm curious.
All right. What would you like to know?
How do babies get enough to eat?
The grown-ups find food for them, of course.
But what if they won't eat what you give them?
You wouldn't always eat what we gave you.
I wouldn't?
That's right. But when you got hungry enough, you always ate.
I did?
Uh-huh.
All babies eat when they're hungry, Littlefoot. Now, anything else you'd like to know?
No. That's good. Thanks. Bye.
Kids, they want to grow up so fast.
Yes. And once they do, they wish they were young again.
They tenderly rub heads. The other kids go to the makeshift nest and the remnants of the shell.
I don't see Littlefoot anywhere.
Maybe Sharptooth eat him.
Poor Littlefoot. Poor, poor Littlefoot.
Well, well. If it isn't the plant grazers who spoiled our supper.
It is the egg stealers.
What we do?
Run!
Where's my egg, you rotten little sprout conchers?
As the egg-stealing brothers chase after the kids, Littlefoot wanders up to the nest, looking concerned.
Chomper!
He goes into the forest.
Chomper! Chomper!
I told him to stay put. Why did he run off?
Chomper!
He's on the stepping stones in the swamp, snapping at the butterfly.
Chomper! Get back here! It's dangerous! Chomper, please! I don't want to lose you!
He hops across the stones to reach Littlefoot and cuddles his leg.
That's better. You shouldn't worry me like that. Oh, well. It's my friends! Chomper, stay put and don't move. And I mean it. Hold on, guys! I'm coming!
The others are on the edge of a cliff.
Now, what did you do with my egg?
Your egg? We didn't do anything to it. It hatched.
It hatched? Before I could eat it, my egg hatched!
Calm down, Ozzy. It was just an egg.
It was not just an egg. It was our dinner! I'm warning you, you little leaf lickers. Stay out of my way, or I'll...
Leave my friends alone!
What? Huh?
Littlefoot! We are saved!
Just what I can't stand. A bossy weed whacker!
Littlefoot backs into a rock face as Ozzy bears down on him.
Huh?
A towering shadow falls across Ozzy.
Sharptooth!
The brothers escape by leaping off the cliff. As the shadow gets nearer, it shrinks, and Chomper stomps up to the cowering kids.
Chomper! Oh, Chomper, you saved us!
Chomper? What's a chomper?
It is his name, silly.
See you guys? Chomper is a nice sharp tooth. He would never hurt us.
Chomper skips up to Sarah.
Thanks, Chomper. You are so nice, Chomper.
Me like you, Chomper.
Chomper, this is your Aunt Sarah, your Uncle Spike and Petrie, and your Aunt Ducky.
Hi, Chomper. I think you're very cute.
Ducky cuddles him, even though he's bigger than her.
As an egg, you were a beauty, but now you're a real cutie, and we brought you to our valley somehow.
Though you look like you, we think you'll like us too, because we're a family and you're one of us now.
We're a family and you're one of us now. We're a family and you're one of us now. Though you look like you, we think you'll like us too, because we're a family and you're one of us now.
Me no see why we can't be the best friends by and by. You teach me to be scary, and I teach you to fly. I teach you to fly.
Huh? What about the water? It is quite
when you get wet, I could take the baby for a swim, swim, swim.
Take it easy. Take it slow. You're excited. Don't forget, he's just a baby. You don't want to frighten him. Baby, you don't want to frighten him.
Because we're a family and you're one of us now. We're a family and you're one of us now. Though you look like you, we think you're like us too. Because we're a family and you're one of us now.
You can hang around with me, even though you're not a three-horn. See me be real strong.
Little Chomper, aren't you happy you were born?
In our gang, come along.
Come along.
Because we're a family and you're one of us now. We're a family and you're one of us now. Though we look like you, we think you like us too. Because we're a family and you're one of us now.
He didn't mean it.
You call this not meaning it?
Chomper!
He lets go of Sarah's teeth and scampers up to Littlefoot looking chastened.
A sharp tooth can never be one of us. Never!
Don't say that!
You know it's true. He has to go.
No! He stays!
He goes!
He stays!
It goes!
He stays! Go!
Chomper,
stays.
You did not go. Mean stays. To bite Sarah, did you?
Huh?
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 I do not think he knows.
We can't keep him, and that's final!
But Sarah, he's just a baby. He needs us.
He need me too much.
No, Chomper, you cannot eat Petri, no.
Huh?
Huh? I said no, just like my parents.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't you see, Chomper? You can't be a sharp tooth. Sharp teeth aren't allowed in this valley. Wait, Chomper! Don't go!
Littlefoot, maybe before you bring Chomper back, you should think about it. Chomper is different than us. He is.
I don't care if he's different. We should at least follow him to make sure he doesn't get hurt.
Littlefoot gallops off after Chomper, who finds himself alone and afraid. In the ravine where the rock slide destroyed the wall, two ferocious T-Rexes stomp along the path towards the smoking volcano. Hanging from a cliff edge, Ozzy and Strut claw their way back up.
Next time we look before we leap.
You think the sharp tooth finished those kids off, Ozzy?
I hope so. Now let's get ourselves an egg and eat.
They head towards the volcano.
Chomper! Where are you?
Chomper!
I am tired. I am.
We can't stop, Ducky. Not until we find Chomper.
Maybe we stop. Chomper find us.
Well, I really don't care if we find him or not.
No one's making you come, Sarah.
Spike munches some plants.
My tummy's making its hungry noise.
My tummy talk, too. It say, feed me.
I'm hungry, too. Let's go home.
Sarah, Ducky, Petri, Spike, come quick! It's Chomper! He's on the Smoking Mountain!
He's chasing a dragonfly as hot embers fall around him with thick, dark tails of smoke. The burning embers land near the others as the volcanic activity increases.
He could fall into the gurgling pit. He could.
Come back, Chomper! It's too dangerous!
Ozzy and Strut climb onto a rocky ledge.
Ah, lunch is served.
They find a nest full of eggs on a cliff edge.
Chomper!
Come back!
Huh?
They're left dangling.
We're coming, Chopper!
Don't move, Chopper!
It's those kids again, Ozzy!
We're coming, Chopper!
Don't worry, Chopper!
If they scream any louder, they're going to give us away!
A glowering pterodactyl flies over them. They scramble onto the cliff and race down a path.
Watch out! Look out! Look out! That's right! Look out! Go! Come on! Me first!
They squeeze inside a small cave opening, their eyes glowing in the darkness.
Those kids have ruined our lunch for the last time.
Oblivious to the danger from the angry volcano spewing smoke and ash, Chomper chases the dragonfly as the others approach over ground with smoke rising from it.
For Chomper someplace safer.
Leaving? So soon? But you haven't had your bath.
Me no need bath. Me take one just yesterday.
You smelly old egg stealers better watch it, because it just so happens we are friends with a very mean shark.
Shark teeth don't have friends.
They do too.
If a sharp tooth's your friend, prove it.
But, Ozzy, we saw the sharp tooth shadow.
That's good enough for me.
Boy, are you dumb. That scary shadow wasn't a big sharp tooth. It was just a baby.
Sarah?
I mean, oops.
The kids are cowering by a lava pool.
Time's up, little ones.
Lava pours out of the volcano. As the lava streams after them, Ducky falls from Spike's back and is left behind, the lava almost upon her. She scurries after the others as the relentless tide of lava smothers everything in its path. The kids reach a cliff edge.
Come on! This way!
Littlefoot leads them along a path.
I've had it with you little sapsuckers!
Huh? Chomper! Yay!
Chomper, you're back!
You.
Oh, Chomper!
Chomper, I'm so glad you came back!
That's it! No more fooling around!
The kids are trapped between Ozzy and Strut on one side and the tide of lava on the other.
I hate being alone.
Don't worry. You'll be grown up soon enough.
Littlefoot pushes down a tree, forming a bridge across the ravine.
Quick! Across the tree!
Chomper follows Littlefoot across, but Sarah slips and is left hanging on with Petrie fluttering over her. As lava cascades over the edge of the mountain path, she manages to clamber back onto the tree and cross to the other side.
Ducky! Spike! Come on!
Spike, I am afraid.
Spike tosses her onto his back and, looking unflustered, he clambers onto the tree and scurries across.
You can do it!
I'm first! I'm always first!
Ozzy pushes past Strut onto the tree, but it's eaten away by the red-hot lava.
No! Ozzy, wait for me!
If this were a game, I'd never want to play it again.
Looks like we still it.
Run!
two T-Rexes lunge at the kids, narrowly missing them as they flee in terror. The ferocious T-Rexes chase them along a mountain path towards the valley where Littlefoot's grandparents are feeding.
Sharp Teeth? In the valley?
We must warn the others.
As the kids are pursued through the forest, Sarah tries to hide, but Littlefoot tries to keep her moving. He nudges her on moments before a giant foot crashes down on her hiding spot. One of the ferocious dinosaurs leans down through the trees to snap at Littlefoot's tail. Trees are snapped like twigs in pursuit of the kids. The kids take refuge in the shadow of a tree as the T-Rexes stomp off ahead of them.
Oh, it's dangerous out there.
I thought Sharp Teeth couldn't get into the valley.
How did they get in?
I think it's our fault.
What do you mean? What did we do?
We caused the rock slide that made a hole in the Great Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa! I gotta do something!
Littlefoot, he's a grown-up. He can handle that old Sharp Tooth.
No, he needs me!
Chomper goes after Littlefoot.
Chomper, stay here!
The T-Rex goes after Grandpa in the river and he drops the snarling Sharp Tooth with the lash of his long tail. The dazed T-Rex gets back on his feet and lunges at Grandpa, butting his body. Grandpa's knocked over in the shallow water and the T-Rex rears up for the kill, but is distracted by a pterodactyl flitting around him like a troublesome fly. The T-Rex chases after the pterodactyl, just like Chomper in pursuit of the dragonfly, and Grandpa is able to clamber to his feet and escape, wading through the water. As the T-Rex lunges at the pterodactyl with snapping jaws on the edge of the forest, Littlefoot emerges, but he doubles back into the forest. At the foot of a tree, Littlefoot picks up a vine in his teeth, and at a tree across the forest path, Chomper picks up the other end of the vine.
Chomper! Get ready to pull! Now!
They tug at the vine and trip up the advancing T-Rex. As the two little ones flee, the T-Rex rolls onto his back and jumps to his feet. Littlefoot and Chomper follow Sarah into a small cave opening. The T-Rex is hit by a volley of coconuts.
You good shot, Ducky.
Thank you, Petrie.
Take that! You mean old Sharp Tooth?
The T-Rex turns his attention to the tall palm tree that Ducky and Petrie are in. Sarah charges at the T-Rex but collides with his foot that is bigger than her. As she lies dazed on the ground, the snarling Sharp Tooth bears down on her. Spike pushes a rock off a cliff that lands on the T-Rex's head as he chases after Sarah. The T-Rex crashes to the ground, the rock shattering on his head.
Sharp Tooth!
Sarah rushes back to the cave, but Spike's left behind, frozen in terror.
Spike!
You can't stand that, Spike! Run!
Ducky!
Ducky leaps onto the T-Rex's head.
You leave my little brother alone!
With the T-Rex distracted, Spike scurries away as Ducky clings to the sharp-toothed nostrils. The grown-ups stealthily approach.
That was one of our young ones. Ducky!
This way, quick!
The other T-Rex arrives and Ducky finds herself sandwiched between them as she clings onto the nostrils. Petrie flutters out of the tall palm tree as Ducky kicks one of the T-Rexes in the nose. Petrie plucks her away just as the other T-Rex strikes, biting into his fellow sharp tooth. Petrie flies into a tree and they crash to the ground as the T-Rexes turn on each other. But together they turn shoulder to shoulder and loom over Ducky and Petrie.
Children!
Run, Petrie!
The grown-ups lay into the T-Rexes, Grandpa and Grandma lashing out their tails, and Sarah's dad charging.
Look at the grown-ups go!
Get him, Papa!
The T-Rexes are driven back, and they turn tail and run into the forest. Kids rush to their parents, but Chomper stays back, looking sad and confused. He watches the reunion from a distance and then turns away and runs into the forest.
Those sharp teeth won't dare show their faces here again.
But how did they get into the valley in the first place?
Who knows?
It's never happened before.
It's a mystery.
Kids, do you know how the sharp teeth got in?
They sheepishly exchange looks and then grin nervously.
Not really. Oh, no, no.
Littlefoot?
Sarah?
Well, see? After we chase those eggnappers into the mysterious beyond.
Mysterious beyond?
Eggnappers?
Some rocks fell and that made a big hole in.
So that's how the sharp teeth came through.
We must close the opening at once.
I want to help.
No, Littlefoot. It's too dangerous. You and the other young ones must stay here. Now, how can we close the wall?
Any ideas?
We must do it right away.
Well, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to help whether the grown-ups like it or not.
Where's Chomper? Has anyone seen him?
Chomper? Where did you go, Chomper?
Me no see him anywhere.
I have to find him. He's out there all alone.
But Littlefoot, your grandpa said to stay here. Oh, he is going to be in big trouble.
In the forest, Chomper watches as the two T-Rexes go past.
Huh? Chomper, am I glad I found you? No biting, okay? Run! Faster, Chomper!
They dash along a log bridge, but it gives way, and Littlefoot falls inside the hollow log and gets stuck.
Go on, Chomper. Save yourself.
No! Don't!
female T-Rex licks Chomper and he climbs onto her nose, and the two adults nuzzle each other with the little one between them.
I think they're... There is Mama and Papa.
They stomp away with Chomper perched on his mother's nose. Littlefoot pulls himself free and goes back along the log bridge. Ozzie and Scrap leap out in front of him.
We've had it with you, kid. We're getting rid of you once and for all.
Littlefoot runs away, but they leap on him.
Let me go!
Hey, Oz! Can we throw him off the Great Wall? Can we please?
Why, yes.
Elsewhere, Chomper is scurrying between his parents.
Yes, sorry we didn't do this sooner. Say bye-bye, Leaf Eater.
It's...
Oh, come on, are you falling for that shadow bit again? Look!
Chomper! Run!
Gotcha! You, I like much better as an egg. What the...
The T-Rexes lunge at Ozzie and Scrat. Chomper's left behind.
Come on, Chomper. Let's go.
Hurry!
The opening! We must close it.
Come on, Chomper. You have to catch up with your mom and dad. They're gonna close up the opening, Chomper. We have to go now.
Littlefoot picks him up by the tail and sets him down and gives him a nudge.
I can't take care of you anymore, Chomper. I'm just a kid. I know. I'll miss you too. But maybe we'll meet again someday. Go on now. Hurry. Goodbye, Chomper.
Bye, Chomper.
Bye.
Littlefoot, are you sure you saw the sharp teeth leave?
Yes, Grandpa. They're back in the mysterious beyond.
You disobeyed me, Littlefoot.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. It's just that I wanted to make things right again.
I know, Littlefoot. I also know that someday you'll understand why Grandma and I worry about you.
I think I already do understand, Grandpa.
Good. That means you'll stay close to the herd.
Littlefoot bends back a small tree, lying on it, and Grandpa weighs it down with a boulder.
All right, everyone. Get ready. Push! Push!
The dinosaurs push a huge mound of rocks into the ravine, blocking the path. Littlefoot lets go of the tree, catapulting the boulder into a pile of rocks on the opposite side of the ravine, triggering a rock fall.
Here they go!
Hooray! It worked!
We did it!
Closed. There. Now the sharp teeth won't ever be coming back.
He looks down on the rugged ravine littered with skeletons. Later, the kids play in their idyllic valley.
Ducky! Spike! Dinner!
It is time to go home. Yep, yep, yep.
Petrie!
Me coming, Mama.
Bye, Petrie.
See you tomorrow, Littlefoot.
Littlefoot?
Aren't you hungry?
Grandma, Grandpa, I changed my mind about something.
What's that, Littlefoot?
Well, I decided that I really like being a kid.
Oh?
But I still can't wait to grow up.
Oh.
Audio description by Michael Woodford for Iuno Media Group. Produced and directed by Roy Allen Smith. Screenplay by Dev Ross, John Loy, John Ludin.
I can't wait to see you.
See you.
See you.
What's up today?
Based on characters created by Judy Freudberg, Tony Geis. Music composed by Michael Tavera.
Every cloud in the sky, green leaf on a tree.
Original Land Before Time score composed by James Horner.
Far away dreams really do.
If We Hold On Together, music composed by James Horner.
Come on, let's go and run around.
Peaceful Valley, Eggs, You Are One of Us Now, written by the Roaches. Featuring the voice talents of Jeff Bennett, Linda Gary, Heather Hogan, Candace Hudson, John Ingle, Kenneth Mars, Tress McNeil, Scott McAfee, Rob Paulson.
Sunsets and rises.
Rises.
Plenty of things to see.
Dedicated to the memory of Robert Blattner III.
Every day.
Thank you for your wisdom and inspiration.
Surprises,
sneaking up on you and me.
As we go to and fro, let sweet harmony flow. We're having fun now, sky's so blue. And our dreams really do come true.
Copyright 1994 by Universal Cartoon Studios, Inc.